so happy to vocalize to you in a mail, voicemail, my gratitude and thanks. It will go down as a watershed moment for me. When you sat me down in your office down there on Center Avenue, and you pointed to the jaw and said, there is a problem here. I don't know what it is. It's some kind of inflammation. And then you showed me the meridians and how it could affect. And then you strongly suggested that I follow through with a Dr. Carmen Burke and a 3D cone x-ray. And you also said this could be a matter of life and death. And those were quite jarring words. And as I had listened to your video that prepared me for my thermogram, and then your careful consideration with me during the appointment, I just felt that wisdom dictated that I heeded your counsel. And so I followed up immediately. And then the diagnosis was I have two wisdom teeth on the lower jaw, both sides, that never fully developed. And my understanding as a layperson, from what I was explained, is that as an embryo, it just died and kind of collapsed in and formed like a vacuum around it that through the years began growing, eating away at the bone. They told me that I've probably had it since my teen years, and I've never had a root canal or any, you know, major dental work. I've had one wisdom tooth extracted on the upper left, and I still have one on the upper right. Both areas look wonderful. But the bone density in the jaw, where that thermogram pointed out the inflammation, was supposed to be 400, and mine was minus 67, so quite a severe bone loss. So she diagnosed me with ischemic bone disease cavitation and scheduled surgery. She went in with a drill into both sides, and she literally scraped and cleaned out all the decay. And then she injected ozone into the area and sent me home. I'm feeling amazing. I've had some chest pain over the last couple years that is completely gone. And most glaring, I've had over the last 7 years pretty severe pain in my right hip, and thought I had an x-ray. They said I had dysplasia, but I've been doing physical therapy. I didn't want to have a hip replacement. And as I began researching, 30% of people with unexplained hip pain have cavitation in the jaw. I feel better with more energy and sleeping better than I have in 15 years. It's miraculous. And I just have to attribute my journey to how kind and firm you were with me, how professional, how just competent. I cannot even exaggerate how much respect I have for what you do. And for me, everything you do and believe in and exercise was just worth it. And they identified 14 different pathogens, 13 were very serious, and I could have died from that. You were absolutely correct. It was a matter of life and death for me. I will always hold you with great respect, admiration, and affection. And I want to say thank you again. I am really looking forward to my next thermogram, because I'm certain we will see a difference. And I just want to tell you, too, when I lived overseas in Brazil, for many, many years, my cardiologist did numerous blood tests because I had such high inflammation markers that we could not get to the bottom of. And because of the thermogram, because of your work, your mission, that was revealed to me. And I just cannot quit giving thanks to our Father God for that revelation, as I've prayed for an answer for so many years. And and he used you as a tool. So God bless you, and thank you again.